Nikolai is a budding rock star. Well, he's not. He's a budding rocker who dreams of fame and fortune and selling out big time. And he's very determined to get it. So he decides to make a deal with the devil off cam behind the scenes. You don't see this, but backstory. But he decides maybe Satan would, you know, the publicist hasn't helped him out, all these things. We'll give Satan a try. He does, and it seems to work. I think Diablo fans are going to be really, really happy. I think they're going to be really surprised. And I think it, because it's, and what I really like about it is it's still her voice very much, and it's not a completely different direction or movie, but it is a new direction, and it's a different genre, for starters. So it's cool. I mean, it's gory, and it's cool, but it's also got a bit of a female sensibility, and it's about two best girlfriends. So I think that makes it inherently a little sweeter, even with all the death and gore and whatnot. It's funny how actually easy I took to just, like, lip-singing in front of a bunch of people. I would have thought it would have been more nerve-wracking, and I would have been a little bit more nervous about it, but it was fine. Megan and Amanda have been great to work with. Really nice and fun, and they're both intense, too. It's just really funny. It's great. I think they're going to be great in this movie, actually. I think they cast perfectly. I really do. I think they cast perfectly. And that's my biggest faith in the movie is because I think they cast the two leads.